The Morning Mess.
It's The Morning Mess. It's time for another one. Staycation setup. Can we say good morning to Chloe?
Morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Chloe, I can hear in your voice. Noah, situation with him?
Yeah. We've been together a year, and we've been saying I love you to each other for at least the last 5 months. Mm-hmm. But we've been having a lot of arguments lately, and he keeps accusing me of cheating. And I don't understand because I'm not. I haven't ever cheated. But he's saying it so much that I feel like it's one of those pot trying to call the kettle black things where, like, maybe he's cheating. And so he's accusing me that I'm cheating.
So reverse psychology kind of situation?
Yeah, like to get it out of me, but I think it's him. And then the worst thing is that the other night he said that he wanted to take back I love you.
Oh no.
What?
You don't
How do you take that back?
What are you, 8 years old? You can't take back once you say I love
you. Stop it. I'm sure that people have arguments and things get really crazy in the moment. I'm sorry that happened, girl, but that is a pretty big statement.
Yeah, I mean, it really hurt. And then he said that he just thought that he said it too soon, so he doesn't want to say that anymore. So now I really feel like he is cheating on me, and he's just trying to pull away from me so somehow he doesn't feel as guilty or bad about it.
How long have you guys been together?
1 year.
And he started saying it, you said, like 5 months ago, do I remember right?
Yeah.
Doing the math there, it took him 7 months and he thinks it was too soon. This makes no sense.
Exactly, right? And like, we would say it all the time until we started arguing.
Well, okay. That usually happens. You start arguing, you don't. Have you done the boxer test yet?
Here we go. Just say yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
Okay, then tell me what that is.
Oh, wow.
Explain what the boxer test is, and Chloe.
I'm sorry.
You don't even know, do you?
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Exactly. So, Chloe, this is what you do. What you should have been doing. When your man takes a nap or he takes a shower, you get his boxers and take a big whiff. And make sure you don't smell somebody else.
Oh, God.
Like Flowey.
Oh.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Thank you.
Because it's nasty.
Yeah.
It's weird, girl. I'm so sorry.
I don't have experience smelling boxers. How am I supposed to know, like, what smells like what?
You know, I don't want to answer that question. Gosh. I don't even know how it got asked. But you know, what we can do is the staycation setup. So, girl, coming up next, I'm going to pretend to be the hotel clerk at the Aurora Hotel. Tell your man that he has won a free romantic weekend stay and ask who he wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. The only name he should say is yours. But, Chloe, I know that you've just been fighting right now and you just feel like this with your intuition. Is there anybody you might suspect he might be cheating on you with?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's this girl that's in his friend group, and he's always like, no, she's just a friend, but I really feel like she likes him and has for a long time, so if it's someone, it's her.
Oh, wow.
She's in his friend group. What does that mean?
Oh, he hangs out with people from work, and there's like these four guys, and then this girl that's always hanging with them.
Oh, okay. That was like a Facebook situation. All right. And her name is again?
Her name's Sarah.
Sarah. Okay.
Okay.
Did she spell it with an H or no?
Yeah.
She does. Oh,
I think it's A-H at the end.
A-H-S-A-R-A, right.
Mm-hmm. What?
Ah, Sarah. Got it.
What?
Okay. You can't charge those Sarahs.
No, oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, so we got the staycation set up. Coming up next, we're going to call up Noah. Morning Mess. Morning Mess, in the middle of a staycation setup, we spoke to Chloe. Suspects her man is cheating. The I love yous just stopped, Chloe. I mean, your man has been saying and accusing you of cheating. The I love yous are just gone. So you think that he's definitely up to no good in the relationship?
I think he's trying to fight with me so that he can feel less guilty that he's cheating on me and pull away from me.
Hopefully pull out away from. Hey, when he starts fights, does he stay out all night? Like, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm going to stay at my friend's house. And he stay out all night? Or does he just not sneak back in to the house?
Sometimes he's like, that's it. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I can't see you right now. And then he'll leave and then come back like a few hours later. But he always says he's with his friends, but I don't think so.
Well, you had also said you suspect that someone in his group of friends might be the person he's cheating on you with.
Yeah, this girl.
What'd you say her name was again?
Oh,
her name's Sarah.
Right.
Sarah.
I thought you said, aha, Sarah. Aha,
stop,
Sarah.
Stop
all
it.
Right. Okay, so you're calling us to get the help to find out what's going on. We're going to do the staycation setup right now. Call your man up, offer him the free romantic weekend stay, and ask who he wants to bring for it. He should only say your name, but if he says this girl's name, Sarah.
Aha, Sarah.
I hate you.
Then, you know, you let him have it, okay? Counseling services are on standby, all right?
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
No, but let's do this.
Oh, okay.
That's honest.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Noah?
Yeah, this is Noah.
Hi, Noah. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. We're going to put you up in our penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. I was just calling to confirm details, but I wanted to congratulate you.
No, thanks. Whatever it is you guys are selling, I don't want any.
Well, I hope it helps to know that there's no buying, and it's actually just a review of your experience in return for the stay here at the Aurora Hotel. So you would just stay in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. It's bundled up as a romantic weekend, and there's no need to even be concerned about payment unless you decide to get room service.
So you're not asking for my credit card for something?
No, unless you decide to get room service. I have a few questions I need to get answered, but other than that, I will have you all set to go.
All right, I guess so.
Thank you so much, Noah. Now, my first question for you with this free romantic weekend stay is, we leave a personalized note. It is addressed to your guest of honor. And I wanted to see if you had a special message you'd like to leave for your guest. I can write that down whenever you're ready.
Do I have to? Is this a requirement for the thing?
No, we can avoid that, or I can ask you maybe after a few questions if you're inspired by anything.
She's the only one who's going to see it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'll leave a note. Yeah.
Okay, what do you want it to say?
Just something simple, like, how about, I love you, baby.
I will write that down. Now, Noah, my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Sarah.
Of course.
Ah, Sarah.
Stop, Joey.
Noah.
Who is this? What is this?
We're the Morning Mess. You're actually live on the radio right now. Chloe called us up to set you up to see if you were cheating on her, and obviously you are.
What are you doing? Like, this
what
is,
am I
this
doing?
This is ridiculous.
Who are you doing?
What am I doing? You said she was a friend. You've been accusing me that I'm cheating, and you're cheating Sarah, who's your friend?
You realize how crazy you sound right now? Like, this is, like,
not,
just listen to yourself.
Wait a second. I am not crazy. Okay, don't make me seem like I'm crazy. You told me not to worry about her. You told me that I was making up shit. You've been accusing me of cheating, and you're cheating, okay? You're the crazy one.
Listen, I only cheated because I'm pretty sure you're cheating, too. Like, I...
Oh, my gosh.
Preemptive strike. I'm going to cheat on her before she cheats on me, huh? A likely story. Where were you on the night of Tuesday?
Yeah, okay, let them have
July 7th.
Can they talk this?
7:11 p.m.
I'm so sorry. So anyways, let's be real here, Noah. You've been caught. I don't understand what your excuse is. I don't know if you actually believe it, but the truth is you're cheating on your girl, Chloe. Now, I
don't need an excuse. You don't know her. You literally
don't listen to him. He's
what
trying
she
to make
told
excuses
you on the phone.
For himself.
You guys don't listen to him. La, 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 la. We are not listening to Noah. We only
pay
attention to Chloe.
None of it doesn't matter how she is in the relationship. And if she wasn't a good girlfriend, then dump her. Why cheat?
Listen, I'm moving on. I don't really care what you guys think about me, what you think about her.
You know what he's suffering from, Rob? Liabetes. You got type 2 liabetes, bro.
Okay.
You are lying to lie.
Oh, God.
Listen, I haven't been lying.
You've been lying. Come on,
You've
bro.
You've been lying for months.
5, to be exact.
Not to Sarah.
Oh! Whoa! All right. Okay, that's right. It. Do you want to hear or talk to him about anything else, girl?
No, please hang up the phone.
Okay. No, you still there?
Yeah. Okay.
Just want to make sure so we can hang up on you. Hold on. Chloe.
He's such a piece of
And I'm so sorry. We really do have counseling services on standby. I don't know if you live with this man or anything, but please get him out of your life altogether. He's a terrible liar.
Yeah, I'm going to burn his things.
Just safely in a well-ventilated space.
With whiskey.
Why?
I wouldn't recommend whiskey.
Just take a swig.
But him. You can't treat someone like that.
You
I'll find someone else who treats me better.
Yes, you will.
What's his name?
I don't know yet. I
don't If you
know.
Had a name that you liked and you're just going to wail it out there, Ooh. What's your favorite name?
I always like Evan.
Evan, okay. Well, let's call Evan up. Yeah.
I don't
the best
know
way
Evan.
To get over somebody is to get under somebody.
All
you
right.
feel me, Chloe?
No, she doesn't.
Are you picking up what I'm dropping, Chloe?
No, because then she'd hang up.
Chloe?
I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
I love you, girl.
Glad he cheated.
Hey! Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get you counseling.
Okay.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.